in our offensive zone as much as possible and make them come 200 feet and make it tough on them when they do. See if we can try to wear them out.
Was that kind of the key in the third period as well? You guys are up 3-1. You want to make sure you're not sitting back, but you want to, you know, play solid defensively. Is that 200 feet idea kind of exactly what the plan was going into the third?
Well, I think it's just a mindset. Playing our game, we're pretty good at a certain way of playing, and you know we're not when we try to do some other things. So, I think you don't go out there saying let's shut them down defensively. You go out there with the mindset that you're going to play with speed and do the right things offensively, so that you know you're limiting some of the odd man rushes they might have the other way, or some of the big chances they can get the other way for easy offense.
Like, how has Kyle Connor blossomed into one of the best goal scorers in the NHL?
The kid scored 30 every year in the league so far. I don't know how much blossoming he needs. You know, we talked about it the other day, and he had some like 70 something points in 40, I don't know how many goals in college hockey. Those are freak show numbers. You know, I played college hockey, and it's not easy to go out there and, you know, go 2 points a game almost in that league. So I think offensively you saw that Kyle is a really gifted player around the net. What's transformed him into one of the elite players in the league is his compete in and out of every shift. You know, there aren't any lulls in Kyle's game anymore. I think when he got sent down that first year, he had to learn that real quick, that in this league, if you want to get around that net and get those opportunities, it's going to take a certain pace. And he's gotten to that pace. You know, he's one of our hardest working guys day in and day out. That's why he's so consistent and why he's creating so much offense.
There are big parts of tonight where it looked like you were getting up ice through the neutral zone much better than maybe the last time you played these guys. What was the key to turning that around?
I think our game's a little bit better than it was the last time we played them. I think we turned the page a little bit in Washington. We got our pace right. I think we saw what, you know, a Stanley Cup contending team looks like and how they play the game, and they didn't make a whole lot of plays in the neutral zone trying to create offense. They just got pucks in with a ton of speed and forechecked the heck out of us, and that's a pretty effective way to play the game. So I think we stopped trying to look for manufacturing offense out of nothing, and you realize that the other team, it wears them out. It's tough to go dig pucks out of the corner all night and try to break the puck out against a heavy forecheck.
On your power play assist, were you looking to target that broken stick for that passing? It looked like you went at it a couple times.
Yeah, if you have the top guy with a broken stick, it's essentially a 5-on-3.